Broads, this episode is brought to you by FabFitFun, the only fully customizable subscription box around. If you're as ready for summertime as we are, then you do not want to miss this season's box.
That is right. You can snag up to 70% off some of the most sought-after summer fun products that honestly are pretty hard to find in stores.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello, my king.
I just can't even.
Welcome back to Chatty Bros. If you are watching on YouTube, which I highly suggest.
I definitely. You look at this king plugger over here. On YouTube, you guys. Look at him.
What else do you
look
want
look at from her
me?
And all her regalia.
That's exactly right. I am one of the king's many. You know, I'm kind of a, there's a bit of a, you know, Lord of the Rings vibe going on. There's a bit of a...
There is, absolutely. You have like a Legolas wig.
I don't know. Jess got it all for me on Amazon. And you know, it was one of these things that if you don't know, we talked about it last episode, that Gray went LARPing.
I did.
We talked for at length about LARPing. And I'll be honest with you, I was not understanding. I didn't get it. And I wasn't judgmental, but at the same time, I wasn't, you know... that into the idea for myself. And you know, to push my own issues, I decided to go full princess for my king.
It's really sick.
And we have a video too of him being surprised. And
we do. Sadly, I was also supposed to be in my LARP attire.
Yeah, what happened with all that?
Well, I just having a rough evening. I'm like, I'm in the middle of doing some just
stressful business stuff.
And I was just hitting a lot of roadblocks with it, and I was extremely stressed out. And I was originally supposed to come in green in my goblin and my orc regalia.
So
and
the ladies had set up a surprise for us.
Yeah, the ladies were, initially it was just how funny would it be if we walked in and Evan like didn't know that you were going to come in dressed like this. And I was like, oh yeah, that'd be hilarious. And then I was also like, oh, that's a good way to get people to go to the YouTube as well. Like joking about that.
Sure.
And then when it came down to it, I was just like working till the very last second. And Becca's like, you need to get ready, like, and go to the show. And like, you know, like we still need to get you all dressed up. And I was like, I'm not getting dressed up like a fucking orc right now.
Right.
I'm like, you know, just like I'm going to the show. Like, let's be happy with that.
So the ladies had set it up basically that we were both going to surprise each other. So yes. I was going to dress up like this, and he was going to be like, oh my God. And then he was going to dress up and surprise me. And so we were both going to be in costume, you know, but life comes at you fast sometimes. And it takes, I mean, it's like a surprise party. It takes a lot of moving parts to make it work. And I will say this, me putting a wig on and a dress is a little easier than painting your whole body green.
I would have had to
that's a lot of work, dude.
Well, I was literally like thinking about it, and I was like, okay, it would have been like all of 5 minutes to do the body paint stuff,
right?
Like, because you just would have done it shitty.
Sure.
But also then I was like, dude, like an hour on the freeway just green.
My favorite thing would have been if you got pulled over, you got the teeth in, and you're like
shirtless,
officer.
Shirtless and green.
It would have been great if you would have played the role with the officer. You're like, sorry, officer, my donkey was or whatever.
They've been like, is this your current address? They've been like, no, my current address is like
the rock underneath the old oak tree.
Yeah. Like 420 Mordor.
Yeah. 420 Mordor. And you're like, sorry, officer. And you, there's something so great about the idea of you driving an hour in a full green,
and then goblet ears, teeth, just like, can't, like with just like all the stuff coming out, like spears hanging out of the back seat of the car.
You
just
go like full gear, and he pulls you over. Oh my God! And they're like, they just assume he's like a crazy person. So you're just like, it's okay, I'll be on your way. And you're like, I'll be on my merry way.
I had contacts, like red. Yeah. Eye contact. Yeah, just like
oh my God. Oh well, anyway, at least you know we got half of the kingdom.
We did. And I'm really proud of you for breaking you. Down those boundaries for yourself.
I broke down
and
the walls. Out. I thought, hey, what is my issue with LARPing? You know, what is my... I actually don't have an issue at all. But, you know, I don't know. This look. Let me know. Hey, Broads, let me know. This look is kind of fire. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of like Chris Hemsworth meets...
No, you legit look like, from the chest up, you look like Thor.
I'm Thor in disguise.
Just Thor in a dress. Because you got the perfect shadow going on. Yes. And just like blonde, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's tight. That's sick, dude.
Well, I'm ready to join the kingdom next time. So have me out. And I will be one of the temptresses.
You know, I think most things like this, when you think about like... I'm thinking of instances where people would be like... On the outset, their immediate reaction is like, "Oh, that's super goofy. I would never want to do that." I don't know how to put it, but just like we could be talking about, like, say it's sexual.
Like you want to do like a thing,
role
like
reversals,
role playing,
or role play inside the room, or like stuff like that. That's just like breaking from your normal mold. There's so much like I think for most people, I myself included, from the outset, I'm always like, why would I do that? I don't want to do that. Mm. I can tell you the reason I haven't done it yet is because it was never appealing to me. So right. I would have never done it. But 9 times out of 10, most of that stuff that I end up trying, I'm like, dude, I like end up finding like a bunch of ways to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Or like be like, oh shit, like I actually kind of do like this.
Sure. You know what? And to go back to the thing, to be honest with you, it's more of the commitment required for something like that. So like LARPing, right? It's like getting dressed up, playing a role for like a long time, right? Like if you go to like a party that's like a costume party, and it's just like, okay, being in the costume for hours and kind of like every 5 minutes someone's like, what are you? And then you kind of got to do a comedic bit with it. And they, you know,
oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's more the issue for me, where it's like knowing that this is a thing for hours, but it's like Halloween. Every time you do it, you have a blast. It's a great time. So I think for me, it's less about the like, I don't want anyone to see me. It's a little bit more of like, that's a lot of work.
Dude, on that point that you were just talking about, I had orc fatigue during this weekend.
Orc. You didn't have good orc cardio?
No, dude. Well, the thing is like, so we're committed to the role. And like, I'm like you. If I'm going to do this thing, I'm like, I want to go the whole nine yards. So disappointing factor was parts of my costume actually got stolen off our front porch. Just shitty.
You got like an Amazon thing,
dude,
and then like people
whole
took his stuff.
Armor situation, like the arm piece we were talking about.
Because you were
like
just
gladiator.
Kind of a dirty little bridge troll
for real.
But
dude,
you should have been a little bit more tough,
dude. My cape was sick. That shit made it. The skull epaulets and thing like that.
I didn't
was
see
awesome.
The details. I just saw the general, you know, orc vibe. More. I got orc, but I also got more like gremlin-y vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of like little bridge troll.
Well, so.
Like a troll. Like,
people are often thinking about like the orcs in Lord of the Rings. And orcs that they're thinking of are actually orcai and not the orcs.
Because I'm only familiar with just kind of like the scary ones. Yeah. Not just little like gremlin-y demons.
No. Those are hybrids between, I think there's like elves.
That's true. I remember that. They were like, they made them in the earth.
Yeah. Between like elf men and orc or some shit. But the orcs themselves are much smaller. Orcs are actually smaller than men. And we're talking like the famous one for me is always Scrimjaw in the books. They're the ones who are arguing over eating the halflings before they run into the forest.
Got it.
So they're always like, fresh meat and like this stuff.
Okay.
And they're like, I want to eat him now. And then the orcai walks up and is like, we're taking him to the master and just fucking guts that dude. And then he's like, here's fresh meat. And they all eat their homie.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, I was channeling those guys.
Gotcha. Just a little bottom feeding creeps.
Yeah.
Got it. But still scary.
Still scary.
Like hyenas. The hyenas of the orc world.
Totally. And I started getting in, as I was being the orc character, I was really starting to understand the identity of the orc and drawing on all these different sources. There's like a 70s animated Lord of the Rings where it's musical. It's actually really funny. But they have the orcs sing a song that's like, we don't want to go to war today. And you're like, bro, the orcs don't actually want to fight anybody.
They're pretty chill.
They're just chill, docile, like little dudes. They're just born ugly and hideous. Like, but the
orc fatigue.
For me, it was the fact that the orcs always lose. when you go in, like when you go into the role, it's like sort of the...
Oh, they're always just kind of getting messed up.
Yeah, when you're like, so if we are to be like, hey, let's play Lord of the Rings, like we're all going to be friends and be like, I want to be Aragorn. And you're like, yeah, like, you don't think you're going to be the king of Gondor. And like, and be like, I'm going to be Legolas. Like, I'm going to fucking kill all these people.
Yeah.
Even Gimli, the dwarf. And then everyone's like, all right, who's going to be the enemy? Like, who are we all going to gang up on and just like beat the crap out of?
Right.
And you're like, right, dude, like I'll be the orc.
Right.
And so like
right,
this right. whole
it's
weekend,
a little bit of like getting picked last.
This whole weekend, the bachelor's like the hero and I'm his like nemesis, like enemy.
Wrecked.
And it's just like, yo, like we need you to run back out there and let Brandon kick your ass again. And I'm just like, sick. All right, cool.
Thanks,
it's 100 degrees. I'm fucking green with like talc on my head. So I couldn't sweat.
What's talk?
It's like it just like clogs your pores.
Why do you have that? Sweat. Oh, so that it doesn't drip the paint?
So the paint doesn't drip off, so I stay green.
But then you're just overheating.
Yeah, and all these fools are complaining about the heat
and
like
just
all
like,
day long.
All they
and
have
I'm
is like a little thing on, like a little
like,
tunic.
Bro, I can't even sweat out here.
My body's
and I'm
sweating
just getting
inside.
Kicked into the dirt and just taking the fall nonstop.
Another reason I think I have been adverse to LARPing or anything of the sort is because I feel very behind in the knowledge of fantasy.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little bit like, I've never dribbled a ball. And then we're like, let's go play basketball. You're kind of like, dude, I'm so far behind. I can't even dribble a ball, let alone like shoot, pass it to someone, know how the game works. So for me, it's like, for me to play whatever game anyone would play, I'm like, dude, everyone would go in knowing like the origin of orcs, what orcs typically act like, and then how every other creature in the whole thing acts. And I'm just like, dude, I'm so far behind. Like,
well,
I don't know what any of these
even
things do.
In that though, there's a sense of like commitment. And this is going to come up as we watch. This is a good segue into The Bachelor, okay. Actually, is because these are situations that come up where I'm like, it's less about what you think you need to know going into the situation and more about like your attitude going into it.
Oh, okay.
So like a lot of these group dates we're going to see throughout the season are stuff like ones we've seen in the past are like, oh, write, you know, a romantic poem, like a romance poem about you and the lead. And you'll see it like, what was her Queen Victoria season, where it's like the girls who went on with sort of like a super PG half-assed, like here's a love poem. It's like, we all clapped.
Yeah.
Like Victoria went all out and
she was LARPing
dying.
Hard.
Yeah. And there's so many examples. That's the first one that came to my mind in the show, but it's about participation. It's a participation point thing. Like, why are you so concerned about looking goofy in this scenario when it's like actually the people who are so overly concerned about looking goofy that they want to save face end up looking the goofiest, and the people who like don't care at all, I'm just going to commit to the situation. They're the ones who look the coolest. So, like, we had a bunch of friends who know all this stuff, but they were just like, oh, I don't want to, like,
Oh.
And it's like, cool, dude. So, that's a backseat position, you
see,
know?
See, I'm a bit of an all or nothing person in regards to, like, because I don't know it and all that stuff, I'd a little bit be like, I don't think I'm going to do it. But if I was already there and my best friend was having the thing and I was there and, like, I couldn't not be there because it's my friend, then I'd figure out a way
to
make it
work.
Oh,
dude, we would have had... If you were on Team Orc, we would have had a blast.
We would have gone... I just would have had a couple of these.
Those were being had.
And I just would have been like, let's rock it, baby.
Oh, yeah, dude. There were felled logs everywhere. I literally like just picked that log in the photo. I straight up threw at my friend. I'd be like, dude, if I had you, I'm just imagining it. We'd have been like fucking hucking trees
down
there.
We would have been wild.
Be like, oh!
I would have been your supportive. I would have died with you.
You would just be in this, but green with orc ears.
Yeah, yeah. Like when the princess becomes Shrek's, you know, wife or whatever.
Die. We'd be like reaching out, like, crawling together to touch hands.
Told you I'm pregnant. I'll see you. I'll find you in the afterlife, my love.
And then we wake up. We're like, cool, Chipotle?
Yeah.
What'd you think about the first episode?
Dude, okay. Massive pros, massive cons.
Let's get into it.
I think it's going to be exciting, though, overall, to be honest. Because there was a lot of shock situations going on for me where I was like, are you, like, and whenever I'm watching the show, I never want to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's sensible.
Sure.
I constantly want to be
like, you're
like,
dude,
what?
I don't. Yeah, it's TV. Like, yeah. I'm not watching this to, like, see myself. You're like, I want to see some
absolutely
stuff
not.
Happen.
I want to see absurdity. And that shit delivered.
What's your main just thought starting off with Katie?
Katie is not who I thought she was.
Okay.
I didn't think that she was a furry person.
Oh, right.
To be honest.
With her super into the cat thing.
Super into the cat thing. I mean, she was really into wearing her own little cat gloves and cat ears in that situation.
Which I feel like you would be into, maybe.
I saw...
It's kind of a LARPing. Dude, okay, it's like a version of LARPing,
isn't
it? That
was actually... I'm going to retract right there. That was very judgmental of me against the furry community.
You were kind
of
negative about it.
I've never been a furry. I think it's weird as fuck, but if you do it and it gets you off, cool.
Oh, is it sexual, you mean?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you say it's very close to LARPing? Like,
I mean,
like turn like w- take LARPing, turn it one notch into sexual. It's the same shit, right?
Why not?
Yeah,
yeah. It's just you're pretending to be a cat.
I mean, or pretending to be a demon.
Meow. Did you see that this fool goes up and he's swiping clawing at the glass door?
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
But no, ultimately, I think Katie. Like, one thing I did like was on the first impression rose. Is it was surprising who she did give the first impression rose to, and I think it's telling of Katie's personality and why she is the Bachelor. And part of the reason I think she had a lot of fans when she was the contestant was just sort of like she rewarded authenticity and like vulnerability. And when we look back on it, like whether or not, I know Becca has feelings about Greg.
Sure.
So she's explained them on her episode.
Yeah. Now it's our turn.
But I did get her to admit, like, and if you look at the one-on-one time he had with her on what we were allowed to see, like, from the edit, he definitely just seemed like the least try-hard in all those situations.
Very mellow about the whole thing.
Yeah, and like...
just here for the experience, we'll see what happens kind of vibe.
Like, the particular part was when she teased him and was like, oh, are we on a date? And he totally lost his cool. He's like, yes, we're on a date now. Yeah, like, isn't this like as close as it gets to being on a date?
And so you like that. You just feel like she's being consistent. Like, he's an authentic guy. She's rewarding authenticity.
Broads, we are taking a quick pause, interrupting the madness of the bros to talk with you about something for a second. Okay. So, you know when you're at your favorite grocery store buying, let's say, apples, and somehow all of the apples are the exact same size, exact same color, like little mini apple clones all across the shelf? Well, newsflash, apples don't all grow perfectly. No food does, actually. But grocery stores have strict cosmetic standards for all of the food they carry, so it looks more appealing to customers. But then what happens to all of the food that is just a little bit funky looking? I'll tell you what, it gets thrown away. Billions of pounds of food every year go to waste just because they're quote-unquote ugly by grocery store standards. Insane. Thankfully, Imperfect Foods is trying to put an end to that.
Imperfect Foods is working to make the world less wasteful. They take all of the food that gets rejected by grocery stores, they sell it back to you to prevent it from getting tossed in a landfill, and they've got everything from produce and protein to eggs and dairy, pantry staples, and of course, tons of produce. Plus, they add new things each week.
The plans are super flexible and all of your food ships right to your door, and you'll save a ton of money when shopping from Imperfect Foods. And broads, take a peek through their website. I was shocked to see pretty much all of my favorite brands featured. It's like shopping at your regular neighborhood grocery store, just less wasteful.
And right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. When you go to imperfectfoods.com, make sure to use promo code Chatty. Try Imperfect Foods now. And for a limited time, you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Go to imperfectfoods.com and use code Chatty to sign up. That's 20% off plus free shipping at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code Chatty.
I love designer things. I really do. But there's been more than one occasion where I will order something from a designer label, get it in the mail, and will literally have the biggest buyer's remorse and immediately ship it back knowing I overpaid for it. 9 times out of 10, the price tag on designer items is for the label on the piece and has nothing to do with the quality.
Oh my gosh, luxury products don't have to be expensive, but they're marked up 8 to 10 times by retailers. But Quince connects you directly with the favorites that make products for the world's leading luxury brands, so you get the highest quality products at insanely low prices. And when you shop at Quince, you'll find the finest apparel, bags, bedding, pretty much everything you could possibly want at the same level of quality you'd find in a designer store, or a fraction of the cost. We are talking silk loungewear. We are talking Italian leather handbags. We're talking cashmere sweaters. Good stuff, you guys, at affordable prices, fair prices.
Quince sells 100% factory direct, meaning there's no retail markups or middlemen, so you save big time. And every Quince product is guaranteed to meet or exceed the quality standards of your favorite leading luxury brands. If you aren't 100% satisfied with your product, they'll give you a full refund. Plus, Quince offers free shipping and free returns on all purchases for 365 days. We love Quince so much, we have now numerous of their products and are just over the moon.
To get 50 to 80% off top-of-the-line clothing and home goods, plus free shipping, text BROADS to 64,000. Text BROADS to 64,000. Terms apply, available at onequince.com/terms, but text BROADS to 64,000. 64,000.
I like the fact that she's setting the tone for the show with that. Of God. Like, you guys, everyone by default is going to be peacocking throughout this, but she's like, it seems like she doesn't really care about all the things guys think girls would care
about.
That's
most of the time. I feel like we've messed that up.
Almost 100% of the time.
I like her because I just like real people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like humans.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of times what we have with the Bachelor and Bachelorettes is a little bit of kind of let the contestants be the personality, let the contestants be the up and down crazy thing. And then the main, you know, person will kind of be this more steady state, chill, not a lot going on with like the emotions until the very end. You know what I mean? Like, I like her because she's immediately just kind of like making quick off the hip decisions. Like, it kind of shows her like, I don't really like that. You know, when she went in the RV and shit, like there's kind of this like, you get what you get and you get it quick. And I'm sure it's going to be hard down the line once the emotions start rising. But I just like that she's just kind of like one of us, you know, like just kind of, wow, like, and then, but also really good. And like, I don't know.
Something about her, I really dig. I think she might've said this on her thing, but do you think Katie was a girl who had mostly guy friends or mostly girlfriends?
Guy friends.
Same.
Yeah. She has that energy. She's like, and you could see it a little bit when the new hosts came up.
Oh yeah,
when Tayshia and Caitlin.
Yeah,
yeah. When they came up, because they were very like girly girlfriends.
I think she had kind of an energy
of like, hey guys, like cool, and then was more into the guys. You know what I mean? They didn't seem to be this like, oh my god. You know, it was a little bit more focused on like what she's here for, and you know what I'm saying. So it was
on
a little,
the host situation though.
Yeah,
I feel like you can tell how I feel about it.
I mean, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Here's my problem with it. Obviously, let's discuss the Chris Harrison thing real quick.
Yeah.
Like, see you later. Like,
oh, like the official see you later announcement?
I mean, he tried to get like $25 million.
He's
suing him. He's going, like, everything's crazy, right? Or maybe suing him. I think they settled, but like in the middle of it, he was going crazy. So he just, you know, basically threw a financial fit to get off. I don't know. He probably made a ton of money, but my thing is like, good riddance. My only thing is that I would prefer, I don't care, female, male, nothing. I would prefer kind of a not associated with the show.
Neutral party.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's a little bit like, I'd love some random celebrity to do it, or some random kind of like, oh, I've seen him do, or see her do some stuff before. And now just like, when you have like Love Island or something and they have like the one person come in. And so for me, it's a little bit like just two ladies who are on the show are doing it. It just feels a little bit like I need that like rock solid person that kind of stoically comes in and goes, Jason, you need to leave now.
Or
pack
like
your bags.
Whatever
kind
they
of
did
vibe,
at the end of the episode, where at the end of the season where they had that neutral commentator sort of like unpacking
the
guy why was this so problematic?
He was awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would take anyone, girl, guy, who is just not, it just feels a little bit like this is going to get interesting.
So I have a few, good, I mean, I definitely wholeheartedly agree with that. It's like hosting is a delicate art. Even if you're like, dude, like Trebek on Jeopardy.
That's what I mean. Someone just, who's just kind of like a rock.
Steve fucking what's his face? Family Feud.
Harvey.
Yeah. You need like, this is not like anyone can just walk in and be a host.
Love Island, they have, God, what's her name? She's amazing. But she's just kind of the stoic figure that comes in and everyone's afraid of her a little bit. And she kind of delivers the bad news and the good news. And then she goes, all right, you guys, now it's yours to delegate or dude, whatever. And like, there's something about you need that kind of cold, like
fear factor. Joe Rogan killed it as a host.
You just need that, like that figure.
No, I don't want the host to be.
I don't want her to bring her friends.
I don't want the host to be as engaged, like a passive audience, as I am.
Yes.
Which is what this feels like. It's supposed to feel like the host is relatable to the audience. It's like, I don't actually want that.
Right.
I sort of want there to be this, like, I don't know what I want it to be. I don't want it to be what it currently is.
You want like a figurehead.
Yeah.
Like the solid, kind of emotionless person that comes into the room and delivers the news.
Absolutely. So, and then, so first thing, that's the first thing that's wrong. Second thing that's wrong is, I believe that if it's going to be like, all women competing for a man.
Yeah.
Don't introduce two more handsome male hosts.
Right.
That they can just then like, it's like, okay, so they
should be thinking, wait a second, are they single? Yeah, right.
30 guys all competing for this. I've always thought that the show, part of the allure of the show and like falling in love with the host is that that's the only person there to focus on.
Yes.
So now they bring in Caitlin and Tayshia, and there's definitely guys who are like going to be like,
I always liked her.
Yeah, like, damn, like, they're looking, you know, like...
Yeah. Well, and we'll see what happens.
I'm like, dude, we will see what happens, because the whole last season, the whole last year of the show was a fucking shit show.
Right.
Trying to operate it during COVID. I'm just thankful that there's, like, the first night with the guys is exciting enough. We already have crazy drama.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited to... I really want to understand what you think that's about, because I have my own theory about what I think it's about.
Okay. You mean the previews that they were showing?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. No. The dude...
Aaron, who was all of a sudden like, I don't like you. And like a 2 second beef clip and then out.
And the dude's like that's what? Fine. He's like, get dude, like, dude. And it was like, oh man, what do you think that's what about?
Yeah, right.
I have my thoughts on that.
Okay. Favorite entrance.
Favorite entrance. Let me see. Let me run through my notes just so I don't miss anything. Yeah. Who was yours?
Mine was the box guy. Here's why. There's two reasons why. Box guy James. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him. Number one, absolutely ridiculous idea, right? So just a horrific concept to start off with, right? It's one thing to pop out of it like a stripper at a party. It's another to not. And then for what probably was hours, sit in the box or like sit offset so you're not roasting alive and they pull them out for random bits. But then to not be a goofball.
No.
But to literally be like a Peaky Blinders impersonator. Like, he popped out. He's like, hey, how's it going? My name's James. It was just like,
oh, dude,
you are not silly and funny, yet you did the most quirky, weird shit anyone's ever done. Like, no, he it was alpha'd, so like confusing.
He established himself as the alpha male in the room immediately.
Everyone was just immediately like, I don't know.
Every guy wanted to be his friend.
Yeah.
They were all like coming up and being like, box. Can't believe you did that. Like, da, 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 da. And it was like, dude, he had the freshest haircut. Even though he honestly looked like a, in my note, I say he looks like a handsome, what's the actor? I said he looked like a handsome Bradley Cooper.
But Bradley Cooper's hot as
shit. It's exactly the point. He looks more handsome.
Oh,
he's
really?
Like a more, he's like a new and improved. He's like Bradley Cooper 2.0.
Right. Well, the three-piece suit was wild, yeah. Too.
The three-piece suit was, I mean, it was definitely skin a Peaky Blinder thing. Yeah.
Skin tight. He just looked, to me like someone who spends a lot of time like on his eyebrows. You know what I mean? Who like his whole thing is to get the reaction he got, which is like perfectly put together. Like a three-piece suit is also kind of like an over-the-top alpha move, which is just like, hello. Like it's a billionaire move. Like a billionaire wears a three-piece suit. Because it's so insane.
Right? Well, and it's like, just out of time and place.
Where do you wear a three-piece suit?
I mean, dude, he looked... I mean, but the thing is, though, is like... Kinda this work. Is exactly like... When we're talking about this right now and we're clowning on him, if he were to come in and me and you were just in two-piece suits, we'd be like, damn, dude, like he went for it. Insane. We all see a three-piece suit and we're like, fuck, I wish I could wear the three-piece suit.
Three-piece suit is like business
with
LARPing.
Spats.
Yeah.
You know what spats are?
Yeah.
It's to go over your shoes.
It's business LARPing.
Yeah.
It's like you're it's like you're playing a business guy.
It's so true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what?
It's so true. I've never thought about that. Just like, because like me and you don't wear suits. Like anytime we wear a suit, I feel like I'm impersonating somebody. We'd be like, I don't do this. I wear suits at weddings and funerals.
There's like two places.
Yeah. Well, Becca's birth control.
BC, birth control alert. You know what I love about this show, too? Don't ever change it. We get the alert every single time in the middle of this show. We get the birth control alert.
Better ask, make sure she took it.
Yeah, make sure you check on her right now. Okay, what is... Oh, what's your favorite entrance? Did you feel like you had one?
Well, so honestly, Brandon on the moped made me so happy.
Oh,
mostly
yeah.
Because I forgot about Brandon. And then when right. the dude showed up on the moped, I was like, who the fuck showed up on the moped? And then he takes off his helmet and you get his fucking boy band bangs like that. And I was like, Brandon, my God.
I chugged in with the habit you people ever heard of. And he's off the show. You know what I mean? It's just like,
for real. I was so it was just
like,
that.
It was like no shot.
Also, you know what? I'm completely over Katie season because my number one choice to make it all the way is off first night.
I love that.
First night, Marcus.
Devastation.
Marcus from Portland just doesn't show up at all. What's your problem, Marcus? You don't want to play the game?
A couple people just didn't realize what they were getting into.
I guess not.
I mean, when Box Boy James comes in, they're like, I'm not in the right show.
Catman and Box Boy.
I mean, two polar opposites, both winners.
Dude, the Catman situation.
Let's get into the cat guy situation.
Furious on many levels.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay,
okay. Well, before you get into this, not to keep harping on this, but it was a LARP move. Like the guy went full out. Like the guy put the full cat everything. And by the way, not a super. It doesn't make him look great. It's not like a What do you say? It doesn't improve his look. Like, it's kind of embarrassing. It's kind of like...
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's like, it's all not, of those things.
Yeah.
And to then wear it with pride is like, okay, cool. I get it. It was such an eighth grade teacher move to me also.
That's another thing. The fact that if he was like a construction guy,
yeah,
I'd be a little bit more like, that's fun.
That's hilarious. But
the fact that you are a teacher, it's a little bit like so on the nose.
Dude, yeah. And I was like, I was saying, I guarantee you he's going to be patronizing as fuck to the other contestants throughout this thing because he's going to be like... I mean, think about this, dude. Is like, I have so many memories from middle school of like confrontation and conflict with boys in sports. And just like so many issues of that where like this dude all day is watching boys like going through puberty, figuring out like their emotions and being like, what's cool? I don't know what they call each other. Whatever we called each other in middle school, we definitely can't say on the air anymore.
Right.
But like, I mean, he's watching... these people develop their defense patterns that are going to like carry them.
Yeah.
And I can't help but imagine him seeing like they're going to draw parallels.
Right.
And he's going to be like, I can just see him being like, like you need to go to the principal's office.
You can't call me that.
Something.
Sure. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
You're going to need to take a timeout, dude. I'm going to need you to go in the corner and you're going to take three big deep breaths. And if you can't come back to the group ready to work and be productive,
right.
I'm going to need you to go see the vice principal.
I'm going to send you
to the counselor.
To the kitty litter box.
Yeah, exactly.
To the litter box.
As like, he's LARPing.
I mean, he's a cat pun.
Yeah.
It was... Okay, I'll say this about him. When he rolled up in that outfit, I thought, you're not even going to... sniff a chance here. Like, you're gone immediately. Like, I thought, this is the most embarrassing and also non-sexy thing you could ever do. Like, I just thought to myself, oh, okay, cool, you're playing this kind of gimmicky thing and you're gone. Like, there's no chance. And then fast forward 30 minutes later and she's making out with him like they are going to bang on the couch. I mean, the aggressiveness
at which she made out,
I was just like, whoa.
Right? There was the first part of the kiss, and then there was the part of the kiss where they were about to fall over onto the bed.
They were making out like they were horny, like...
Teenagers.
They were just like... I was like, whoa! And he had his fur paws on her face, which made it even more insane.
The craziest was like, where did he bring a whole nother cat situation for her? He had to have, because they're in the bedroom. I'm sure the production
had it ready.
But then I have all these notes where I'm also like, power move getting your cat makeup all over her face because she would have to go out there with like the black on. You know, he left his stuff all smeared up and his hair disheveled or whatever.
You could see it when later on in the show when they were giving out roses, he had it all smudged.
Dude, so stuff that I was like, I can't tell if it's the camera angle or not, but there were moments where they were talking and he was like doing this like down up like.
Oh, you thought he was like.
I couldn't tell. I was like, I couldn't tell if he was actually doing it or if I was just finding reasons to be even more furious with the entire situation that it's working out for him.
I can't believe it. I was furious, but then I transferred into you're a god. Like, how you made out with her in a cat costume with furry hands and not even good cat makeup. It wasn't like he was in the play Cats. No, it was like three Sharpies. Like, it was basic level.
You have to give the guy credit.
It was lunch lady makeup. Yeah. It was like if you're, you know, the lunch lady is like a cat for Halloween at school. It was that level.
Yeah. Dude's got game.
Dude's got game.
There was a few guys who had game. And the one was the dude who got the first kiss.
Justin.
Yeah. He had game.
Yeah, he had major game.
Greg has game. And then this guy, Catman has game. Let's see, who else? There's a lot of people who I have notes of, like Cokehead. Cokehead.
Can we talk about?
There's a lot of dudes who seem like that.
Just Cokehead versus X?
Just Cokehead versus like
party. You mean party boy? Like dude who just rages all lives for Friday, Saturday.
It really did look like it on a few of them.
Quick note. Gabriel.
Yeah.
That dude is one of the hottest guys I've ever seen in person, where I'm like, whoa. Like, you know what he is? He's way too hot for the show.
I put my notes on Gabriel. You might really like this. I put OMG. And I put will look 100 years old when he's 42. And then I put Coke, period. And then I put OMG, too long of a hug, lingering eyes at the end, like trying to make it a moment. And then I put... Yeah. Why did she like that? Why did she like any of that?
When you're hot, when you're that hot?
I'm trying to decipher my notes.
When you're that hot?
Is he that hot?
Oh, bro, he looks like what James Dean wanted to look like.
Really?
Dude, he's incredible looking. I looked at his Instagram. It's unbelievable.
I didn't go through any of that.
So Jess showed me his Instagram because it's kind of like, it's shocking how like hot the guy is. And then also his Instagram. His Instagram, he's way too hot for the show and he's way too cool for the show. Like the dude is like, traveling on yachts in Vienna all over the world taking pictures of topless models. Like the dude is like, he lives a fantasy life. He's like handsome as shit and he's like, he takes photos and he's pictures of him like in France on a beach, like shirtless, shredded. Like he's not you know whoever else from just like San Diego who like works at H&R Block. Like,
yeah,
he is like on a completely different world. So my thing is almost like, he's like, he hits me as like, oh, I'm going to the Bachelor. It seems like it'd be a fun little trip.
Is it safe to say he's here for the wrong reasons?
I don't know what he's here for, but Katie, that's way too much for anyone on the show. There's a bunch of normal people. And then there's that guy.
And then, okay. Let's see. I don't have any, no one else really. That's so crazy that he struck you that way.
Oh bro. And it might've messed me up too. Cause I had seen the Instagram. So I was like, no one can touch this guy in regards
I have
to coolness.
Michael. So this is, I feel terrible because Michael's walk up.
The dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael's walk up. My notes I put is a con man. Thinks he's like Christopher Walken. Like he wants to be an affable, crazy person. I put, has been to rehab and either is addicted to cigarettes or vapes nonstop. Those are all my notes. And then we got the one-on-one time with him and I was like, oh, all my notes are so wrong.
Yeah, right. You couldn't be more wrong. I couldn't
have been more off.
The dude's just like, hey, I got a son and I love my dog.
I just really, yeah. And I was like, shouldn't have said, anyway, dog lover was points against him.
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, you could see the way she talked about her cat.
Oh, because she's so into the cat.
Dude, the way she talked about her cat made so much sense of like why she loves. Cats just have their like, man, dude. I've had cats. I've always had cats.
I've never had a cat.
I've had a lot of cats.
I think because I'm a little traumatized when I was young, my friend had a cat and it would just always try to kill me. And so I just was a little like, snake with hair to me. It's a little like, you can't figure out the emotion and they're always kind of trying to kill you and they have like weapons.
They
and
are.
It's like, oh, it's a little scary.
Dude, my old cat, they say that like cats, like when owners die and the cat's alone in the room with them, the cats don't wait very long to like start eating your eyeballs your tongue and stuff.
I've heard that.
I would wake up to my cat biting me.
Like maybe he's dead.
Dude, my cat bit my face like more than once. Like I'd just be sleeping and he's like, get started. Like, this fucker's dead already. Like, here we go.
Fresh meat. Let's get him while he's fresh.
They say like on average it's days. My cat would not have waited more than like a few minutes.
Thank God you didn't.
Chow time.
Hopefully don't get hit with like a blow dart and get paralyzed because he's going to be like, oh, the meat's so fresh. It's still alive.
I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I'd be screwed. Or just like one, like a way too bad hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, where you're like paralyzed in pain, and he's
paralyzed in pain, and you smell like death,
right?
And you're just like, oh.
They're vultures who live in your house
for real.
With the dad, I thought it was funny though, because the dad goes, "I miss my son so much," and she's like, "Oh." And then he also said something to the effect of, "Oh," she said, "Do you ever get to see him?" And he's like, "I get to FaceTime him every night." And she goes, "Oh, good, because I felt really bad for keeping you here." And I was a little bit like, did you just kind of basically tell him that like
she's not gonna
you're
keep
not
him
into him at all
long,
and
right?
That like that was just a way of being like, oh, thank God, like I'll probably keep you around because you're a dad and you want to have a shot at this, but I can tell there's no chemistry with us,
dude. Let me ask you this too, because me and you harp on like we're dads, we love being dads, and we joke about our kids being a huge pain in the ass for us, but we both love our kids.
Of course.
Did you know you wanted kids before you had Ember?
I knew at some point I wanted kids, but definitely not at the time.
Not at the time and not the way that it happened.
No. I wanted it to be like maybe like in my mid-30s when I'm like totally solidified and like the timing's right. But I didn't want it like where I was, which was like in the middle of the grind. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mine, like since I was a little kid, I had always wanted to be a dad.
Right.
Knew it without a doubt.
Right.
Like it brought up, like, if you're ever dating anybody, like, oh, like, do you know if you want kids later? I was like, hands down, 100% yes. Like, I definitely want to be a dad. I'm looking extremely forward to the moment that I get to be a dad.
Yeah.
So I found it very odd when they were like, hey, do you want kids? And Katie's like, I could or I couldn't. I was like, it doesn't feel like one of those things that's like you're either half in or you're half out. I feel like people develop a passion about having kids from when they're like really young. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like
I do know what you're saying, but I also have had friends that were like no kids at all. Then in the last couple of years have been like, I think I'm ready. So it could just be. Here's also another thing with her. I think that she just really wants to like get an amazing guy, travel with him, have tons of sex, have a blast for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what she hits me as. Like, I'm not going on this show to kind of be like, at my house in rural suburbs, like she hits me as someone who's like looking for fun. So she hits me as like, let's move to the city. Let's have a blast. Let's go do fun things. You know what I mean?
That is true.
A lot of other people in the shows have been like, I'm ready for my forever. She hits me as a little bit like, I'm ready for my forever, but I want to go light it up.
That's true. She wants to paint the town.
Exactly.
And that is cool. I mean, that's one of the reasons we like Katie, right?
I think that's why we like her.
Oh my God, dude, I'm looking at my notes. I have some serious... Okay, so I also kind of... I'm sorry, Broads. I also sort of hate the fact that I took notes. Becca was like, you need to take notes for it. Historically, Evan and I have never riffed off the notes.
Well, like, we'll take a couple small notes when we think about stuff, but we are like psychopaths. Our brain just bounce everywhere, so we kind of
just
follow
crazy.
It.
We just kind of follow each other wherever we lead.
And we apologize for that. We probably give you guys anxiety, but... It is what it is, and we are just who we are. I have a question about this.
Go.
Mike the Virgin. Okay. What are you thinking? No shame to virginity, no shame to being a virgin. Whatever you want to do with your life. My question to you is, if you go well, you obviously go on this show, if you're doing it for the right reasons, to be with your person. So when fantasy suites come around, what happens? She hooks up with the other two and you just don't?
Just go to
because you're
base.
Waiting for you. So you just say, I want to make out all night. And then she has sex with two other guys and then comes back.
I mean, what are the like in terms of like reserve, like you tell me this is more up your area than
mine. Because of my history as a ex. Okay. So here's the thing. When you're the virginity thing with God, I mean, on the books is like, dude, you can't do anything. So it's like making out. is the only thing you could do.
Making out.
So no. There's no BJs, no nothing.
Seriously.
Technically, yeah. So it's
not
like...
Not even a handy?
Nothing. You're not supposed to do anything. So it's like...
What?
Exactly. So like, there's definitely levels of like how mad your parents slash people in the church would be mad at you, right? If you got a hand job, it's a lot better than like penetration. But like... And penetration is the worst. So like...
Well, yeah, because
it goes hand job...
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold... My perverted little mind is going to hold
like
back.
Hand job fingering, mm-hmm. You know, going down slash blowjobs.
Yeah.
Penetration.
But anal before vaginal penetration. Sorry, it was the opposite.
The worst.
Right?
What?
Anal's better than vaginal penetration.
So anal is a little bit of this weird, like, no one talks about it. I think because they think it's so crazy. So like, people in their mind go, oh, they'll do anal because no one's talked about it. No one's been specific.
So crazy.
It's like a little bit too specific. Like, no one brought it up to you. So they're like, you don't have sex. And you're like, well, is anal sex? Reality is you can't do anything though. So my just question for this guy is, no shame to virginity, why are you here knowing that that is a massive part of succeeding in the show at one point?
Well, he does say,
how do you expect
thing,
it to go?
He has this little clause where he's like, he wants to be very sex positive with his partner. Like, he wants that to be a part of his married life. And I
married
think
life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I who's mean, not sex positive when you're married? I mean, I don't mean sex positive, like you can't do stuff, but I'm saying obviously he wants to have sex when he's married. So I'm talking about pre that, which is the show.
Yeah. I mean, this is a really good, for me, that's a practical sense of it. That's like the physical practical part, like the actionable practicality. Like, bro, you know the show, you know that it's going to lead into this point. You also know your contestant, or you should at least like have looked up like Katie. But my question is just sort of like, why do we always have these people coming on the show and having this question or like this conversation, this exact same conversation about like the whole virginity component? Like, Colton is such an amazing example, but why the desire to come clean about this, or to like be, I guess it's not really coming clean, because if you live your life according to those rules, it's like there's no secret in that community. But I'm just sort of like, dude, you're going into like the lion's den of like immature frat boy bullshit, and you're gonna like make it clear to everyone. And we've never not seen a virgin go on the show, not just get completely fucking attacked and demolished and bulldozed by all these dudes who like come up with all of their reasons of why this is like an affront to them and an assault, and it never really pans out very well.
Because there is an inherent, and I think this is what a lot of people have issues with religion in general, and you know, organized religion, is that there is this sense of I'm better than you. So I think that with the virginity talk, a lot of people take it offensively. What, you think you're better than me? You know what I mean? So I think the frat boy mentality, which is like, I'm trying to fuck and party. And then when someone goes up and goes, you know, I actually don't have sex, I'm going to wait. They immediately feel judged. So I just don't feel like it works well with the contestants, because they immediately feel like, oh, you're better than us. Oh, you think you're cool because you, whatever.
That
you know
was
what
the
mean?
Hilarious part about Luke P was he was the like, he is not a virgin.
Not
he's like
all.
The reborn.
That's
virgin. That
exactly.
Shit is hilarious to me.
The, like, concept. I did a lot of sex and stuff, and now I'm not, and I'm better than all of you. It's kind of got that. Yeah, I've you know, leveled up.
Yeah.
But I think that's what people feel, especially on these shows, which is like, what, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
I feel like he's genuine. Like, at first when he came on, I was like, serial killer vibes,
right?
And now I'm just sort of like, this poor human is
gonna
get chewed up and through. Dude, yeah. And the like the foreshadowing clips that we're seeing is, I'm like, this is a very gnarly, insecure group of guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be heavy.
I sense that very heavy from a lot of them. The guys who are most secure with themselves in this group, I feel like we've seen already.
Yeah.
And that's Greg.
Right.
The painter I call into question.
Justin.
Yeah.
You're interested in what that... He just hits me as a player. Like, to be honest with you, like, he not in a bad way, even just more like hits me as a guy that like probably has a lot of experience with a lot of women. Like,
yeah.
He's a good looking dude who's a painter. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that is literally like,
oh, dude,
in a city, and he's like handsome. I'm like, dude, the chances of this guy doing well with the ladies is very high.
So he starts doing that, and in that clip, there's going to be drama in my house because of this season. Me and Becca are at odds on so many of the contestants. He starts painting, and I was like, holy shit, babe, like, look how good he is at painting. And she's like, oh, like, I can paint photorealistic roses. And I was like, seriously?
Like, let's see it.
It's like, let's see it, yeah. It's like, that's really good. That's really good.
There's no question. Style, because I understand what she's saying, but I will say it is very talented. Like, it's like, it's ridiculously like it or not, talented. It's hard to do.
It's extremely hard to do.
Okay, broads, one more quick pause. Listen, this may be a bit bold, but I have found my new favorite website. My new favorite website ever, of all time. And no, it's not a social media site or a blog, please. It's literally a snack website, but not just any snack site. It's nuts.com, the secret weapon of snack lovers across the country. I appreciate a good snack option. They offer variety like I have never seen before, okay? We love a snack option. Nuts.com is a different level, a different level. We love them.
I mean, to get specific, Nuts.com has over 4,000 different products on their site. And don't let the name fool you. It's not just nuts. Nuts.com has a huge variety of good-for-you snacks like dried strawberries, custom trail mix, crystallized ginger, honey sesame sticks, thousands of other options. My favorite, dried mango. Oh my gosh, I can go through a whole bag in one sitting. They also have a large selection of pantry staples like baking mixes, oats, pastas. It's really just your one-stop shop to stock your kitchen.
I've ordered from nuts.com so many times at this point, and every single order is delivered super quickly and tastes fresher than anything I could get at my local grocery store or even the farmer's market. Plus, nuts.com is a family-run business, and you can tell the amount of care that goes into their products with every single bite.
Now, new nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text Chatty to 64,000. So just text Chatty to 64,000. You're going to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's Chatty to 64,000. Terms apply, available at nuts.com/terms.
Okay, I'll just come right out and say it. The myth that your reproductive health information is always complicated to get and always requires all of these scary tests is just not the case. For so long, I was terrified of beginning the process of getting insight into my reproductive health because I thought it required lots of doctor office visits and needles, not to mention a lot of money. But thanks to modern fertility, gaining the knowledge you need to make the best decisions for you has never been easier or more accessible.
Modern Fertility is the at-home fertility test that was designed with ease in mind. All it requires is a simple finger prick, and then you mail back your test with a prepaid label, and within 10 days, 10 days, so quick, you're going to have your personalized results. You're going to get insights into everything you've ever wanted to know, because they'll tell you your hormone levels, they're going to tell you how many eggs you have, and so many other factors that are crucial when planning out your future. And so whether you want 10 kids or no kids, knowing this information is so important.
You'll even get the option to discuss your results one-on-one with a fertility nurse if you want to plan out your next steps or hear your options or just find out more about your results in general. And the best part, Modern Fertility will cost you a fraction of the cost you would end up paying at a doctor's office for the exact same information.
Plus, right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off a test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. So that means your test will cost $139 instead of the several hundred or even $1,000 it could cost the doctor's office. So get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. That's modernfertility.com/chatty.
So I was like, wow, okay, petty, Becca. And then
hit a bit of a nerve.
Also, like Greg, I'm like, I kind of like Greg. And this is going to be a very contentious point inside my house.
You guys should definitely double up on the counseling for that one.
Yeah.
So here's my thoughts on Greg. I see where the ladies are coming from, but I also see where you're coming from. I'm a little bit torn on him because there's a little bit of this thing where
Jess doesn't like him either.
They both, I think, are feeling like they're, you know, he's got it. He's a gamer. Like he's not honest. This is not just a genuine guy. There's a lot of games at play here. There's a lot of guy who knows. I had a friend like this back in the day.
Okay.
Worked in restaurants with me.
Mm-hmm.
He did incredible with the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But if on meeting him, you would have never guessed it. But his whole thing was, I'm just the kind of silly, like, I don't know. So the girls who always liked him because he was good looking, but very non-threatening, but also kind of like funny. And like, there was this kind of very approachable. He wasn't intimidating. He didn't have this big presence. Like Justin's like this kind of handsome, cool artist. He's probably got, he's kind of intimidating probably for people, where Greg's a lot more like, I just love my niece. You know what I mean? I had a buddy like that, and he used that. He knew it worked, and so he used it. And he'd always be like, you know, got her. Like, it was always kind of like, ooh.
His body doesn't match his haircut.
But that's what I'm saying. That means there's a lot of thought.
You see him getting dressed?
Shredded.
See, he's smoldering at himself.
Exactly. So yeah, I think he's calculating. I think he plays the just like, oh, I'm just me, man. I just care about others. That's the vibe I get. So I definitely... I'd see a little bit of a red flag.
The eighth grade teacher comes off as like a Holden Caulfield complex to me.
What's that?
Holden Caulfield's from The Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
Anyway, he's like really, he starts to label like, he wants to protect younger kids from like ever emotionally, some shit like this. It's where they're saying like he wants to be the catcher in the Rye and like catch these kids from like the
oh, save them from harm.
Being like life casualties, essentially. Got it. And this dude, like the eighth grade teacher complex of like really wanting to shape the minds of these like young boys at this like very supple age, sort of like we were talking about your adversity to LARPing from your dad just destroying fantasy for you. He wants to protect you from that instance.
Right.
I got lost where I was going on.
I know, but I mean, yeah, there's something about the guy. I think you should be wary. He hits me as the player that you don't see coming.
I can see that. Dude, you're making me see it now.
He's the player you didn't see coming. Justin's the player you saw coming. Justin's the handsome, cool guy that like all the girls like. But Greg's the guy that like you find out later has slept with like 200 women.
Yes.
And you're like, what? And he's like, yes. Yeah, he's just one of those guys that like goes down to the cafe and there's a girl sitting there and he's like, oh, it's a it's a good book. That's fun. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't really... I feel like sometimes I'm not even like smart enough to read books like that.
Like
as opposed to Justin's, like, yeah, my good friend wrote that,
right?
You know what I mean? Like two very different approaches. But Greg's the guy that's just like, I don't know. You look like you read a lot. Like you probably teach me a lot. You know that kind of just like, oh, I'm just, I don't know. I don't even know how I got here. But realistically, I saw you from across the room, and this was a whole thing.
It's manipulative.
Yeah.
So we see he's a manipulator. What did you think of Andrew, the Vienna football player, pretending to be English?
Now, I've encountered people.
I have too. The English thing.
I have a. It's actually like a very high level pet peeve of mine. I liked him as a person. Once he quit that.
Yeah.
But anyone who does the accent more than 2 seconds, I'm immediately like, you gotta go.
Totally.
Because first of all, in English, anyone can like fake an English accent. So it's not only like unique.
What?
Also, you live in Austria. So there's not even a connection for you, at least to an Austrian accent.
Let's go.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Austrian for the next 10 seconds. Give me your best just off the bat.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is that like Dutch?
I don't
know. I'm from Austria.
I am not Dutch. I am
Austrian, you know. No, I'm not. That went a little weird. I was like, how are you? Austria.
That is.
Right? How are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Sir Arnold.
You're beautiful in person.
I cannot believe I'm meeting you in person. Yeah, I've always dreamed of this moment.
I'm sure you look a little different.
National hero.
Yeah, I look a little different
Arnold.
In person. I do a lot of things.
What do you think is this man pretending with an accent? Yeah.
It's his number one bullshit. It's bullshit, man.
For me, I prefer the like... If you're going to do an English accent, I want you to be like a lackey.
He's like, fuck you. Yeah, just like they call him Northern. What? He's like, what? What is that?
Are you fucking wanker?
It's America, like fucking...
Is it?
Like LA?
Like I want it to be like Lockstock when they're like...
Yeah, it's just like, fuck.
Gorgeous George.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, what... Are you saying I could have the apple?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Mom! What?
Yeah, mom!
Mom!
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Is it fucking tea time, mom?
But I love it. It is just like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Ethan? You taking a piss? Fuck off. I work with a guy like that. He's just like, fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah, that shit would drive
me. It's not like the hello, how are you?
I would love that. Yeah, exactly. But the fact that he's like, that's my alter ego.
Yeah.
And then he's like being like, wait, so you like really didn't like it? Because in his mind, you can tell he has like a ball doing this with people. Like, and like, so it's funny. Like a thing that he does.
And also, what if she's super into English accents and then he's bummed her out?
You're super bummed her out. What if she was
like, holy shit, he's so hot. He has an English accent. And he's just like, never mind, I'm from Chicago. And you're like, oh, all right, never mind, bye. No, it's just lame.
Dude, I had another. So there's someone else, speaking of accents, there's a dude who says he's from Southern California, Andrew. And I put, not from SoCal.
Yeah, because he had an accent.
He goes, yeah, I'm Andrew. And yeah. I was like, that dude is not from Southern California.
You moved somewhere. Yeah, I was
immediately an imposter, dude. That shit blew. I was like, fuck, get the fuck out of here, dude. You are not from here.
Box guy James, it says he was, I think, from La Jolla. And he had like a fucking Boston accent or something.
No, Box Guy James has East Coast vibes written all over him.
No one wears a three-piece suit in La Jolla, let me tell you.
No, fuck no.
I spent a lot of time in La Jolla and never seen a three-piece suit.
No, he literally has like, he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Guarantee you. He's either into the Pats or the Eagles.
And he's like, die hard. And he'll
beat the fuck out of anyone who likes the other team.
Yeah, he's screaming.
Yeah, he tailgates. His dad owns a
pizzeria.
Yeah. Dude, then like Chargers fans tailgate, but not in the way that East Coast fans.
Because no, snow absolutely makes owns you
some kind of like pseudo Italian,
yeah,
something going on.
Another three piece suit.
Yeah. Ain't
nobody else except Italians wearing three piece suits. Let's see.
Courtney. Courtney with the heavy Lingus jokes.
Yeah, big. I liked when the couple and guys did the sex things.
Yeah, she was really positive about all those things. I have to say, one of the dudes I give big props to is the blow-up doll guy.
Yes.
Because it took me a second to realize that he is playing off of her dildo entrance. And I really gave him, I was like, that's really, that guy gets a pass for me on that one. This actually ties into my beef with the beef situation with Aaron. Is I actually think Aaron was calling him out about the blow-up doll. And about it being like that's fucking disgusting.
Really?
Yes, that's my theory. That's my personal theory. That
okay.
Interesting. And that is my theory, is that he's like, fuck you, dude. Like, I can't believe you'd bring some shit like that into this show. Like, all this stuff. And like, the whole concept of his joke and entrance went completely over his head.
That's crazy.
And the dude never really even got a chance to explain himself to it. And it's also like way past being able to talk yourself out of the situation. So he's better to just be like, whatever, dude.
Okay.
Like, literally, whatever.
I like that.
That's my personal theory.
First off, I really liked the blow-up doll, because I thought it wasn't gross either. He did the cornier version, so he took away
this fucking warm sock out of my pocket.
No, it's fucking, it's plaster hard, and he just holds a sock up, and it stands up perfectly. It's like, he's like, bangs it against the door. Rag.
It's like, cracks, and you see perfect. Like, dust just off of it.
He holds
cum
it.
Dust.
He bangs it against the wall and he goes, my best friend. No, but he could have gone creepy with it.
God,
but he
guys went really, are gross.
Yeah, but he went like super cool with it. I felt like it was like kind of funny. Like, let me take the worst, cornier version. Like, so here's another theory with the whole Aaron thing.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me.
Me and Jess were talking. I believe I need to double check this. I think they're both from San Diego. I think they know each other from the party scene.
Ooh.
It was like they know each other.
Yeah.
Like, homie tried to hook up with his girl or something, kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
So we have a feeling that like maybe there is some cross pollination there. There's some, we're both in San Diego. We've both been to the bars. We both are kind of in the scene and we've had some beef.
Or it's that Aaron is actually the transgressor. Aaron's the dude with stuff to hide. And he's mad that there's someone there. Because dude, we're getting teased on this through the whole thing that someone is not who they claim to be.
Someone's hiding something.
Someone's definitely there for the wrong reasons. And I'm going to figure out who it is.
When they tell me, I'm going to know.
Yeah. Also, though, I'm going to do it without reality, Steve. I'm going to say that. Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Get the...
We'll find them. I'll start just DMing people, calling people, say, what's up? Help me. I got a podcast every other week. I'd like to know the tea.
Mm-hmm. I have a note right here.
What's up?
The new Fast and the Furious ad. Are you psyched?
I watched it after it aired. So I didn't, I watched it on Hulu TV. I recorded it. It gets rid of the commercials.
Oh my God. We watched it with commercials and Becca paused it for a little bit so she could fast forward through the commercials. And the commercial came on and I was literally screaming and pulling her hand off the mouse pad.
Are you a big Fast and Furious guy?
Love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. Love every single one of them.
Like it's like Land Before Time. There's even like 14
Fast
of them.
2. I constantly get in arguments with my friends and they say, oh, Fast 2 is not that good. And I'm like, yeah, well, Ludacris was in Fast 2. How could you not?
How could it not be
how
good?
How could you not be into that?
I think I saw the first like three, two or three, but then I kind of fell off when I realized. It was but I understand God. How it's good. But no, is it? Does it look good?
So many things. Oh, yeah. I mean, they all, I don't even, all I needed to know is that they were coming out with one. I saw Vin Diesel and I was just like,
he only does one movie. So
my boy, dude.
My king.
Literally. Have you seen him singing Beyonce?
I've seen him do songs. He is, you know what he is? He's what Hollywood does to people.
He's the bi king, dude.
But he's just also like what Hollywood does to people when they've been in it for 30 years. Like, it turns them into crazy people that don't even know what real life is anymore. He's one of those. He's one of those, like, he has no clue how the world works because he just has been, like, living a crazy lifestyle for so long. That, like, I don't even think, like, I bet if you were to run into Vin Diesel and talk with him, it'd be like talking to an alien. He would just look through you and be like, you'd be like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah, but all you'd have to do is whip out of, like, Best of Beyonce CD and, you know, like, Best Friend for Life right there. And you guys are taking, I don't know, what kind of shots do you think Vin Diesel takes?
That's another thing. I feel like.
Ciroc?
Yeah, weird shit you never would take. He takes like flavored Ciroc and you're just like, he's like, oh, marshmallow's the best flavor. And you're just like, what the hell? Oh, I heard a crazy story about him.
Yeah.
How he got his start.
Go.
He used to rent Lambos and like find random beautiful women to come with him to show up to clubs where he knew famous people were hanging out at. And he would like rent the Lambo, get the girl somehow, and walk into the club like with like three or four girls to make it look like he was super successful long before he had anything. And then they would allow him to go into like the more VIP areas and he'd like mix it up with the famous people and kind of get like, that's how he kind of started getting in the circles.
Damn.
Now that is maybe 100% a lie, but it sounded great.
You want another maybe 100% lie, yeah. True Hollywood story?
Yeah.
Okay, so I like this segment. Possibly 100% lie, true it's Hollywood 50, story.
50 Hollywood story.
So
who knows?
This is a recap from Jim Leonard. There was a period where my dad was producing a lot of projects with George Clooney. They had like a lot of,
wow.
None of them really took off, but they had a lot of creative concepts together. And that was like, there was a sick partnership they had going on when I was growing up. And
did he come around the house?
Yeah. This is like eight to 10. Dude, I got to meet Pam Anderson at that time.
So George Clooney's just in your front like area, like hanging out with your dad, chatting about movie making?
TVs. But TV. Yes, they were like, there was creative partnership right there.
Wow, that is bizarre.
My dad was telling me this story that George Clooney challenged Arnold Schwarzenegger to a peach schnapps drinking contest in some restaurant. Apparently, Arnold Schwarzenegger is famous for like loving peach schnapps. That's like his that's so drink. Great. George Clooney.
I love it. It's the peach. It's like a fruit, but it's more tasty.
I can't. Every time you will get me to laugh. Every time
it's like fruit, but then I wake up puking my brains out. You know, it makes no sense.
Apparently, George Clooney paid the waitress to bring him water.
Oh,
so that they're it looks taking like, out like, okay, here's a tray of 10 peach schnapps, 5 for you, 5 for George. Half of his are just water. And Arnold's just drinking and getting peach schnapps
blitzed.
Completely. And then was just like, cannot, like, so impressed with George
How
Clooney.
How am I keeping up with
he's
you?
Like, yeah, like, man's man, George Clooney, just like does it all, you know?
I like that because I love this idea that like Arnold's like, what the fuck is going on? And then like, and George is like, how are you doing this? I'm 230 pounds of muscle. You're 160 pounds.
And George like, is just
and George is just like, fantastic. Let me take care of the bill for you. No problem.
No problem. Let me sign that. When we sign that, okay.
And you know
how's
that
your day going?
That's
how's
like
your
number one like love language for Arnold that he gets beat out by someone.
Oh yeah.
The problem is now you're that guy. So now every time you see Arnold and he buys 17 shots, like, you got to work out some shit because you know, because he thinks that guy's a legend.
Yeah.
So every time he's like, I'm going to see if I can beat him this time.
Absolutely. But could you imagine if, like, Arnold just has your back harder than everybody in the room?
All on a lie.
All these, like, super hard 5'4" guys just, like, all together being like,
yeah.
They're all tiny.
Is Arnold short?
He's not big.
Really? I just think Arnold to me is 6'7".
He is. I can't.
320 pounds.
I forget how big Arnold is. But, like, most of those dudes are not, like...
not that big. I definitely know actors are small. But yes. I thought Arnold must be bigger.
Arnold's, like, a muscle man, so I could be wrong. He's Arnold probably shrunk over time.
That's for sure.
But, like, you know...
6'1". So he's my height.
That's a big boy. That'd be like me, you challenging me.
But like 260 pounds, 300 pounds of like pure steel muscle.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the documentary of him in Brazil?
Is that the...
I'm coming. It's yeah. better than coming.
Yeah, that famous...
I'm coming all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a psych. Dude, what an incredible... incredible wild man.
But Vin Diesel's like five... He's like under 5'5". He's a tiny dude.
Under 5'5"?
Vin Diesel is a tiny guy. He's like Tom Cruise tiny.
Why do actors need to be so small? Why are they all so small?
Proportions on film.
Because they have better... It's like cameras. The head is bigger. It looks better for the thing.
There's camera stuff. I love hearing the stories of like... they talk about Tom Cruise having to stand on a box to be next to the women.
I've heard some of that.
Or they shoot... they'll shoot scenes at downward angles.
So he looks bigger.
So that a shorter actor looks more like on eye level. This Weird. Makes me wish that they make like a Danny DeVito action movie.
That's what I mean.
Like, I would love that.
Where he's just a badass.
It's just Danny DeVito now, like, kicking ass.
I want to see a Danny DeVito dating show. Oh, my God. I think he's actually very happy in love, but that would be great. Just like DeVito in love.
DeVito in Loco. Living DeVito Loco.
DeVito. Dude, we should talk to your dad.
I've got a pitch.
Hey, Dad.
So here's a note that I have is one of the guys was like talking about box guy. So I have some notes on like some of the background talk we hear going on. What I want to bring up with you because it's one of the things was the guys was like, I don't know who was saying it, but they're like, dude, he could be like anything in there. Like he could be naked in the box. And I was like, literally, I got so mad sitting on my couch and I was like, why would he be naked?
Yeah.
Of all fucking things that this guy could like, be
that's such a weird thing
in the
say.
Box.
It's like what a 5-year-old would say.
Literally, like, why would he
be... He could have his pee-pee out in there.
Why would he be naked in the box? Of all the things. And it made me so incredibly mad. I cannot tell you. I'm mad thinking about it now. I'm like, you could just be like... You could literally left it at, like, he could be anything inside of there. Naked is most likely, like, the farthest thing down on the list of when you go on television. I'm going to jump out of a box naked.
And it's also not fun. It's just like ridiculous. It's just, absolutely it's absurd. So like clowny. It's just like, okay. Like
another note on things guys said, come to San Diego whenever you want, man.
I didn't hear that.
When they came, it was after the roast ceremony. Some of the guys were going home and there was like some bro shit made there. And dudes, you know, they definitely had like a bro five hug.
Bro, I live a gas lamp, bro. Hook me up.
Bro, come to San Diego whenever you want, as long as I'm, but not when I'm still on the show when you're not.
Yeah, because you can't come when you're on the show.
No, you can't. I don't want you to go when I'm not going to be there, bro.
Just hit me up.
Look whenever you want, just after the show, but whenever you want.
DM me.
DM me, dude. Hit me.
I got the spots, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I
love that.
That's such a San Diego thing to say.
Come to
It could not be more San Diego to be this like, dude, come to San Diego, dude. Ever heard of Gaslamp? That's the fucking street. It's the main fucking street. I live right there, dude.
That one killed me. Those were the two lines that I had.
Those are great lines.
Oh, dude. Okay, here's another one. Hunter during the rose ceremony. If you remember Hunter.
I'm spacing on Hunter.
Hunter was... Hunter seems like a really, really nice guy.
Okay.
And when the rose ceremony was going on, Hunter's name wasn't being called. And you see him like every time it's not his
name. Oh, Hunter. Yes, I remember he's Hunter. Hunter like, was just punched a in the puppy face. Dog who was being... Hunter was one of the puppies who they were just like, leave that one on the curb.
Every
like
time
he's just like, I never got to say hi to her.
Someone's name, and he's like,
oh.
And he's got to like fully recover and recompose himself. And then they say the other two's names, like,
and he never even had like a conversation with her.
He keeps getting, his shoulders keep growing closer to his ears, and he's like constantly sweating more and just more.
So insecure.
Yes.
I mean, and just oozing insecurity. Oh,
poor. He seems like such a sweetheart, but
he will get
during destroyed. The roast. Oh, he's going to get eaten. The
fact
fuck
that he even
alive.
Survived is a miracle.
Yeah.
If he survives next week, it's a miracle. I mean, like,
he's one of those guys. He's a clubhouse guy. Yeah. Everyone's going to love Hunter. Something's going to happen to Hunter, and they're all going to gang up around him, and there's going to be a team of dudes that are like defending Hunter, and then there's going to be a team of guys that are like, don't see it the same way, and he's just going to be caught in the middle and just like quiet.
I'll tell you what happens to Hunter.
Well, tell me what happens.
Here's my
to Hunter.
Guess.
Surmise.
Hunter is going to spill on someone. You know what I mean? He's going to be, there's going to be 2-3 people in the room. Someone's going to spill a secret to another guy. Hunter's going to be sitting next to that guy. Then Hunter goes and tells the whole group.
No.
Then that guy's going to have a vendetta against Hunter. And then Hunter's now going to look like the rat. And everyone's going to be like, I don't really trust Hunter.
No.
That guy's kind of sketchy. And Hunter's like, I just was trying to do the right thing. Like,
you inspired me. What's going to happen? He's going to see something he shouldn't have or overhear it. And he's going to be so bothered because he wears his heart on his sleeve that he won't be able to hide it. And he's going to be walking around like, just like processing, trying to like really keep it together and like visibly shaking or something. And some guy's going to be like, oh my God, like what's wrong?
Right.
And he's going to be like, it's just so fresh. He's like, doesn't have his wits about him. And he's like, knows he shouldn't say anything to anybody. But it's his guy's art. He's like, I got to disclose this juicy information. And he's going to tell him. That guy is going to go and tell everybody. They're going to go around and be like, dude, Hunter told me this. And he's never going to start the story without saying, Hunter told me. And that's what everyone is going to hear, is that Hunter told so-and-so. That guy won't get in any issues at all.
No.
Hunter will be like, I told one person, otherwise I took this thing to the grave. And he'll be like totally.
And the guy who's going to get the most pissed is the scariest, biggest, strongest guy.
Most terrifying human being there.
Most terrifying guy there. And then Hunter will be cowering in fear.
Or the painter will come to his defense.
And he's just like, gonna be like, dude, because Aaron's gonna be like, dude, you fuck, and then Hunter's gonna be like, dude, I promise, dude, stop.
Yeah, backing up, and then the painter guy is gonna come in and do like the hand on the chest move, like shove Hunter
come
back.
Come on, Hunter, it's fine, you guys, let's cool down.
And him and his big eyebrows are just gonna get all involved in that situation.
Let's paint together, boys.
Let's paint. I'm gonna paint your face
paint
right now.
I'm gonna paint your bodies. Because right now you're vulnerable, and I like this.
He's going to be like, let's fight. Let's do it right now. Let's make art.
Let's fight. Art. Fighting is art. It's another form, yes.
You ready to dance, big
but
guy?
But it's how we feel right now.
You ready to dance? My feet are a couple of paintbrushes, and they're ready to make strokes, half moon style, all up and down this dance floor.
And you're my canvas.
You're my dance partner, whether you like it or not. I'm gonna step all over your toes. I like this. I like knowing what we're gonna see happen.
I'm excited about this. And the preview looked awesome.
So Cody,
like the drama looked fire
for real. So that comes down to the end of the robe ceremony for me of Aaron and Cody getting called back to back.
Yeah,
you know that's a producer call.
100%.
That was a heavy-handed producer call right there.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited. I really hope that some people get exposed. You know, I think there's going to, like you said, I think there's going to be some serious, like, oh, we find out that guy has a girlfriend, or we find out that this guy, or someone backs out. You know, who's just like, to be honest with you, like, this whole thing's just a bit too much for me. And Katie's going to be like, what? You were my husband in my mind.
Yeah.
There might be a couple of those.
No, that's going to be the, who was the person on Matt's season that did that? What's her face? What was her name?
Sarah.
Sarah, who left for her dad?
Sarah. The babe Sarah.
I still think that could have, like...
Sarah was definitely, like, the absolute smoke show heartbreaker.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even cut out for it. And he was like, what?
No, it was early on.
It was, like, fucking 3 weeks in. And he's like, my wife's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, dude, I thought
we were doing this. I thought we were on the long haul. On that one.
And she's just like, you know what? To be honest, I'm going to go back and date, like, you know, famous people.
Okay, one of my last outstanding questions for you. RV situation. overall take. I want your overall take, and then I want your dialed in take of her experience inside the RV.
Okay.
So when he pulls up, first thoughts.
Get a better looking RV.
Mm. You didn't like the retro Winnie?
Well, see, that's the thing. What you just said was absolutely perfect and indicative to my problem. I would refer to as the Breaking Bad meth trailer as a vintage Winnie.
Retro Winnie.
Retro Winnebago. So he goes, oh, the value. No, this thing's just skyrocketing these days because they're beautiful. You know, and that year, year specifically, 1979, that was a very...
Listen, okay. Evan, I may or may not have worn Birkenstocks with winter socks throughout most of college.
Exactly. So,
okay.
So that's my first take on it, which was just like, okay, you're immediately declaring something about yourself.
The retro Winnie.
And then when he walks out and goes, thought I'd bring my home with me or something like that.
They say home is where the heart is.
Yeah, right. So I thought I'd bring my meth van with me. So there was a bit of immediately like, you're out of fighting uphill. Okay. Like wild move. Bit of a disheveled guy anyways. So just kind of like, sure, it's kind of half tucked in. Just not very put together, which goes with, you know, it'd be different if it was like, I'm a put together guy and I have this funny and I'm quirky and I'm kind of being like, hey, you know, I also have this parked on the side of the house and this is kind of a fun thing. But he kind of looked like, yeah, I actually live in this thing. So what was your next question?
Oh, her experience inside.
Exactly how I would have felt. Everything she felt was 100%. I felt like I needed a shower watching her go in. It was disgusting. It was completely lived in. My thing too, I love camping. I grew up camping every single year till I was 19 years old. I love camping. But I'm also aware that like when you reach a certain age, there's like, hey, get your shit together. So like there's a difference between camping and being outdoorsy and being like a mess. And that guy's like a college guy that never grew up. Like it's a mess in there. Like, dude, redo the Winnebago. Paint it. Go inside. Redo the cabinets. Make it look nice. Clean it. Make sure it's like dope. Make it age appropriate. That was like he got his dead uncle's Winnebago and he never changed a damn thing and he's been living in it for 20 years. Like it was just gross. It
the
was like,
dead uncle vibe is very real.
Yeah, it was a dead uncle's Winnebago who's like, dude, oh fuck, dude. Like he just lives in it.
I had so many thoughts because I'm like, A, those aren't cheap. So it's definitely like either inherited. Or if you did go out, if he does own that thing outright,
he would have made it nice.
Or, I mean, dude, he liked the retro style. It's a definitely like that 70s show style, like Winnie.
That 70s Bago. Show. Not that 2017
you know
show.
The RV me and Becca drove. So I also have thoughts because I just drove an RV.
Sure.
It was called a Mini Winnie.
Much nicer.
Which I loved.
But way nicer. I saw the pictures. Mini Winnie. It was way nicer.
It was sick. It was very sick. I will say it's not hard to make an RV feel lived in.
I understand. You're about to there's go on a television
scent,
show.
There's a clean scent there, though. I kind of appreciate the fact that he had like chips and all this stuff inside of there. There's also moments cluing off to me where I was like, dude, that's such a hack in terms of like, you could bring whatever you wanted to the show. What are they going to do with that thing? You have like a little reprieve if you want to be like, dude, fuck these guys. Like, I'm going to go sit in my room. You could have video games in there. You can have lots of stuff in there that you're not supposed
lots
to have
what?
On the show.
Lots of stuff that, you know, like maybe.
I mean, it's casseroles. a last minute little like, you know, hideaway stash in there somewhere, you know.
But this is a dating show. This isn't even if it was well, like a Survivor so that was, style I mean, show, sure. What,
totally. But this is why I'm just interested in it because I it's a power move and a half in the way of like, you're just putting a lot out there that she would otherwise not find out until she's off the show.
Oh, so
also going to discover a lot about her right off the bat. I like the fact that she sat on his couch.
Well, what is she going to do?
Oh, dude, trust me. I've been around. I mean, Becca has a friend, Taylor, for instance, who would not sit down. She probably wouldn't even walk in there. She wouldn't hold it.
I appreciate her.
we literally, like, Becca gets so neurotic before she comes to the house. We have to clean the entire house for her because Taylor's the front person who won't put her suitcase down on certain floors.
Oh, so she'll be like, that's next level.
boom, up here. Except what I appreciate about Taylor is she's not like, it's she's not low key about it.
She's honest all the way through. It's like, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has manners, but she will like...
This is gross.
She'll put her suitcase on your couch, and if you go, can you get your suitcase off the couch? She'll go, your floor does not look nice. And I kind of love that.
You kind of love just the realness
of it. I love extreme honesty in like any form, even if it's confrontational and annoying to me. I would much rather deal with the confrontation than the like passive aggressive allusions to stuff, you know?
Totally. No, totally. My thing with the whole RV thing was just a little bit like, oh, you're like Dr. Oblivious. Like, yeah. What about Katie says she's going to love this piece of shit?
That's true.
Like, but if Katie was, if she was like, oh yeah, she's a wildlife, you know, instructor or whatever, or she does tours on the White Rapids and shit like that. Sure.
RVs are also.
But it's like, there's nothing about Katie that screams like, oh yeah, let me get into my like grime infested frat house on wheels. She's going to love this.
They're like, also a vibe though, because it's like for what we do, they're highly impractical for the way that I like to camp or like anything I kind of like to do.
Impractical.
They're not
interesting.
They're not like,
why is that?
I mean, they're massive.
Okay.
They're obscenely massive.
You just park them, right? And then you're living in it.
Yeah. And it's also like, I like to go camping to not have a TV.
I like tent camping.
I love tent camping.
That's what I grew up on. I actually prefer it.
I love tent camping. I love backpacking. Like, I love to be completely out there where you have the thoughts of like, You could make fatal mistakes out here.
That is interesting.
I enjoy being in those kinds of situations.
Yeah.
Like you could something slip
and
fall, like,
break your leg, and then like you're stuck.
Simple decisions that were otherwise mundane now have the weight of your entire life behind them.
That's heavy.
I enjoy that.
That's not what that guy goes for. That guy goes for like...
No, that's not what RV camping is about. RV camping is like, let's take all the luxuries and securities and shelterings of society and let's bring them into a place where they don't exist and have no place existing.
That's how I feel. See, I've never gone backpacking, gone tent camping my whole life, but that's what I like about tent camping is it's like you're in it, but you're also like chilling around a campfire. You're hanging out one spot, you're going fishing, you're going to the lake, you come back to your spot. You've kind of made it a home after 2-3 days. So by like the seventh day, you're like locked in, you know? But the RV, I remember growing up and there was like, we would go with a bunch of families and it would be like two or three families would have the RVs, two or three families tent camping. And it always seemed like the RV people were always like in the middle of a fight because I think they never gave themselves to the experience.
No, I think of it like the Goofy movie. You know the Goofy movie?
No.
What? Really? I'm sorry. You don't know the Goofy movie?
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I just ruined your whole life. And with that,
fine. Hard seltzer right here. This grapefruit hard seltzer.
Dude, I might just start rocking this.
Kirkland thing. Brand hard seltzer.
Okay, real quick. Can we talk about this before we wrap this thing up?
Kirkland?
I just got a Costco membership.
What? Cheers. Congrats.
Cheers. The last time I've been to Costco, dude. 12 years ago with my parents, or 13 years ago with my parents, or something like that. You know what I mean? I don't even know when, but like, I hadn't been to Costco in so long.
You need to get on their golf equipment.
Bro, taken care of. Okay. I just ordered the putter.
Yeah, dude, I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's fucking awesome.
I heard it's like a Scotty Cameron.
It is a Scotty Cameron. You know they got
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is big.
It's massive.
I got the balls.
You have a Scotty Cameron.
I got a two dozen for $25.
Yeah, they're Pro V1s.
And they're Pro V1s, which are $50 for 12.
Well, they're normally not, they're technically not the exact replica, but they're like Pro V1.
They're close.
They got sued by Titleist because they were making like, this is literal exact like literal replicas. There.
Yeah.
They contacted the manufacturing warehouse.
And so like,
and they were
doing?
Just white labeling them to say Kirkland. And that's literally what they're doing. They must have changed
a little
club.
Bit. Yeah.
They're releasing an entire line
of clubs.
Yeah. All the way up.
So that being said, I just walked in there. And I had never in my life, to this day, I can't say this, I have never in my life walked into a store and thought, I need every single thing they offer here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to buy TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Laptops.
Mm-hmm.
48 gallons of mayonnaise. Like, I was like,
your
I
optometrist.
Needed, all.
Oh, dude, they do all
of
it.
I was like, I need 47 patties of pork ribs. Like, I was out of my mind in there.
Do you know why you want to buy all your stuff from Costco?
Why?
Costco's warranties.
Oh, they have
Costco's return policy. You definitely want to buy your TV from Costco.
Because you
could do anything to it and then just exchange it for a better one.
I am just a princess.
All your appliances.
Who's obsessed with Costco. Wow.
Costco's incredible. And
I've always stayed away, and I'm in, and I'm just like, this is the best place I've ever been.
We haven't plugged anything this episode.
It's time to plug it.
We're plugging Costco.
Right now.
Right now. Do you know what else they do?
The queen and the goblin.
Do you know what else Costco does, which is why you should support them?
What?
They take care of their employees.
They do.
They really do.
They take care of their employees. Yeah, those people are like career people. Like, absolutely. You don't see anyone under the age of 25.
People are very happy to have their Costco job. These people are like
four kids, two houses. Another thing about this place?
Tell me.
Everything's highest quality.
It is. Absolutely.
Like we talked about. The golf stuff, top notch. You're like, oh, it's Kirkland vodka. What is that? Grey Goose.
Oh, no.
It's Kirkland tequila. What is that? Patron. Like, it is. Everything that says Kirkland on it is like as good as the best thing you can buy.
When you see house brand stuff at other companies, you're like, you're cheap, dude.
Yep.
Green tax bubble.
You know it's not good.
When I see Kirkland brand, I go, you're smart. You're in the know.
I'll say this. I'm a big fan of hard seltzers. I've had them all.
Mm-hmm.
White Claw, to me, is the best. It's the sharpest taste. It has the best taste, and it's the sharpest. It's a cold, and it has the most refreshing. Truly's nothing else compares.
Mm-mm.
Kirkland hard seltzer? It tastes like White
Claw. This is good warm now, dude.
This is warm,
it's
you guys.
It's bubbly right now.
And it's fantastic.
It's crazy.
So that being said, I know none of you have ever heard of Costco before, and we're just bringing this
new.
Up.
It's
brand new.
We're going to change your lives.
But by the way, we did it on a whim.
Really?
I was driving by and I thought, I need a membership. I went in and it changed my life. I was there for 2 hours.
So just so you guys know, you do need a membership to shop at Costco.
Yes.
It's exclusive. It's a one-time annual payment, but I guarantee you the savings that you will have, the experience you have is worth that investment.
She sold me so fast too. She was like, you want the gold member? I was like, of course I do. Like,
yeah.
Whatever the top. Give me the top membership.
Woo, baby. There you go.
I don't even need to know
mine,
the reasons
why. I got mine
why.
Right here. Are you ready? Flash this shit up. See, now I'm a little different than you, Evan. But this is something that we can get on. This is called the business member.
Now, see, I did
if
see
you
that
can
and thought,
zoom in.
I can't figure out what's cooler.
I
want to
show this. Peep my picture because you'll see from when I started.
We both, honestly, you look like a guy who killed 27 people in 1978.
Uh-huh.
I look like a guy who killed someone yesterday.
See. Oh, dude, yeah, you absolutely do. I have like my pseudo hippie vibes going. I'm
you just
like
look
easy
like,
rider
you look
right
like
here.
A guy who's like, dude, chill.
So
and
you
I
guys,
just look like, yo, enemy number one.
So Evan's photo is literally from yesterday, so he doesn't look much. Well, you look a lot different in your photo.
For
than
some
you do
reason,
right
I look
now.
Like a criminal.
Mine's from 2 years
which
ago.
Which one's nicer?
My hair is down to my shoulders.
Which one's more baller? Because I feel like I'm an executive member. And he's a business member. So which one's more baller? Tell us in the comments who's a baller.
Well, the executive member is cool.
It's got gold and black on it. That just looks more like...
It does. It does look nice. Like, I'll admit it right now. But
yours looks like OG. Like, you've been a member forever.
I separate myself from the rest of the crowds. Because that's something where they realize, like, everyone else is just buying to consume.
Exactly.
Everyone knows when I walk in there, I got a hustle going on.
Exactly.
There's a hustle
happening.
That's true.
I'm consuming.
Right.
Anyway,
the best part is you don't know that you don't know what's going to the business and what's going to my personal use. I could buy anything, and if someone looks at me, it's like, it's a business. You business member.
They're like,
it's
you
just for the business. It's just for the business.
Dildos, like a package deal.
It's for
like,
business.
It's a climbing thing we're doing. It's an exhibition.
Why do you have? I don't know. Like what? There's so many absurd things.
My beef.
Why
thing,
are you getting 12 kayaks? Business.
It's a package deal. My only before we wrap this up, which we got to do right now. My last beef with Costco, though, is there was multiple things I grabbed, excited to grab, and then realized it was a connection of four.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, dude, I can't eat 14 pounds of dried mangoes. Like,
you think that?
I could eat 3 pounds, but like, I have one child and a wife. Like, we mm-hmm. do not consume 47 cups of coffee a day for 4 months. Like,
so,
there's some of those things were a little bit just like, dude, this is... I can't do it.
I'm going to give you a life hack right here. Okay. Invest. Get one of the chest freezers from Costco.
See, they get and you. Then you got to get the freezer, buy it, and then you fill it. I mean, it's like the ultimate hack.
Dude, the meat and seafood deals, there was a There was a point where Costco had like a Wagyu beef deal that was like out of control. Typically, like in season, the crab selection, the seafood selection at Costco, off the charts.
Off the chain. Everything is incredible there.
Really wild.
I can't believe it. I've been blind. Now I can see. I've been reborn, really.
It's so cool. But I do agree. I feel the sympathy on like, it's difficult to have it. Like there's a period when like, when I stopped having roommates.
Yes.
It made like no sense.
That's kind of where I've been. That's why I never got it. Cause I'm like, I have one child and a wife and they both don't need that much.
Gas at Costco too. That's a hack.
A lot of hacks. Tires. My dad gets his tires at Costco. We love y'all.
Love you guys.
Great episode. Absolutely everywhere. Stream of consciousness. I look like an absolute.
You look beautiful.
I mean, thank you so much. I will say I wouldn't make the greatest woman, but.
No, but you make a good Thor.
I'm kind of a Thor-esque guy.
You could go down to Avenue of the Stars right now and charge for photos.
Bit of a wax figure. Kind of, you know, when they're like, there's something wrong. I'm like the Chris Hemsworth where you're like, man, something happened to that guy. Like, really, I don't know what happened, but he abused something.
You're Chris Hemsworth right after they say cut for the last time. And he's like, sick, dude, I got like 3 weeks to do whatever I want.
It's Chris Hemsworth with the Dairy Queen, forgot his moisturizer, and...
without his Creek Club moisturizer. Without his
Creek Club. Shout out.
There's a plug.
We love you. Shout out to Creek Club. Shout out to Costco. Shout out to Legolas. Shout out to Hard Days at Work.
Did you say Legolas or Legoland?
Both.
Yeah.
Chat soon?
Chat.
Princess out. King or orc out. Bye. Orcs.